I know as I get older, you know, I just had a birthday, so and heart health is something that's important, should be important for everybody, but also my family, we have a little bit of a genetic history with it not being so hot. So doing things that help the or promote heart health is something I'm very, very, I would say, dedicated to maintaining.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. That's huge. I mean, a lot of times I feel like when we focus on, you know, lifting weights, we it's more of, well, let's just focus on body image. But I mean, you want to develop lifelong healthy habits for your health and vitality. That's so much, that's probably more important than the physical aspect.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out this week's Addicted to Fitness podcast. We have a very unique episode this week for you, but before we get into details about that, I want to tell you guys about a simple way to help us grow the Addicted to Fitness audience, and that is by sharing the podcast with a friend. A lot of podcast apps make it really simple. You can actually click on the episode, and they have an option for you to share it. You can actually share the link of the episode via text with a friend or family member.
Yeah, it's super handy. I've done it a bunch of times with ours, and then like just other episodes, like nerdy, but like parenting.
Yeah, it's like
it's really
like,
handy.
It's essentially like giving somebody a book.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, like a little chapter of
or
a book,
like a link to a good article.
Yeah,
it's like here, just listen to this.
Exactly,
and it puts it right in.
And you
there
just got to put it in your ear holes. That's it. You don't even have to look down and read. Right?
That's visual.
All right. Okay. So speaking about podcasts, this week's episode is very unique because we actually did a collaboration with another health and fitness podcaster, Brian Parody, the host of the Bones to Bulk podcast, reached out to us and we started chit-chatting back and forth and we decided, hey, it would be a great idea to collaborate on an episode and release it to both of our listening audiences. So we went over some details. We took a little pieces from the Addicted to Fitness, a little pieces from Bones to Bulk, put it together, and that's what you're going to hear today. So I really want to thank Brian for reaching out to us. You know, he's got a great program. We're going to hear about it in this episode. And I think, hopefully, you guys let us know what you think of this collaboration, because I was talking about it with Brian. Hopefully we can do this again, maybe visit it 3 or 4 months from now and do another collab.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe we should start doing collabs with other health and fitness podcasters.
Absolutely.
You guys, if you guys have any ideas about any other health and fitness podcasters we should reach out to and do a little collaboration,
yeah, let us know for sure.
Absolutely. All right, guys. So enjoy this episode featuring Brian Parody from the Bones to Bulk podcast. Welcome, everyone. We have a very special podcast for you today. We actually have a joint podcast. My name is Nicholas Birch, and for you guys who don't know me, I am the host of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and I am joined by another podcast host,
Brian Parody of Bones to Bulk.
Yes, and we're trying to do a little something new today. We're both, you know, lovers of the health and fitness wellness area, and we both have podcasts, so we figure we got to team up and give you guys a joint podcast and distribute some of our expertise to both of our listening audience. So I want to turn it over to Brian real quick to give an intro to tell me how he got obsessed with fitness and health.
Sure. So my story begins about 13 years ago. I was hit 20 and was just very unhappy with the way I looked. I was a featherweight. I weighed barely 120 pounds soaking wet. I was this skinny little dude who just had zero confidence, super shy, and I really wanted to change. And my inspiration was actually the Rocky movies. First time ever I sat down and watched them, and after I got done, I was like, you know what? I want to get in shape. So I went out and I bought a home bench and some weights and started lifting, and much to my chagrin, I realized, hey, I'm not growing muscles, because I was totally off base with what I was doing. But that's kind of what started the journey for me, and I just fell in love with it and kind of turned it into a profession.
That's awesome, man. Honestly, guys, go to bonestobulk.com. I know we're going to say that again before we leave today. There's a great, right on the homepage, a before and after picture of Brian from, I guess, those early 20 days to where he is now. And it's a great before and after picture. And you could see how he's kind of transformed his body. I have kind of a similar story too, speaking to your listeners, is, you know, I graduated college and had very little direction or drive, you know, had a degree, had a job, but just besides that, I had no motivation to do anything else. And I started falling into bad eating habits, other habits that involved non-healthy vices. And I really put on a ton of weight. I actually went the opposite way of Brian. I put on about 65 pounds and I was close to 215 until I walked into a kickboxing gym. So kind of similar, got inspired by, definitely Rocky's a big influence, I'll say that too. So walked into a kickboxing gym and, you know, changed my life, really. Not only lost the weight, but got me obsessed with health and fitness. And that kind of just spawned into other pursuits in that industry, in that area. And now, you know, Elemental Training Tampa is my health and fitness business that I use to help people try to realize that they also want to be fit and healthy.
Awesome.
Yeah, so what we're going to do, Brian and I were talking back and forth. He has a very awesome podcast, and yours is Bones to Bulk Podcast. Is that correct, Brian?
That is correct.
Perfect. So, and then he is great about sharing some really kind of, I would say, information on topics people have a lot of questions about. So he kind of addresses them, gives you a good digestible nugget of information, and then boom, you go on your way, you got the knowledge, and then you tune in each week for his podcast. And then ours, you guys who aren't familiar with the Addicted to Fitness podcast, we like to go through a couple different segments, training recap, you know, we broach different health topics that are in the news. So we're going to combine our forces today and give you a little bit of both, give you a kind of a dual podcast. So first, we're going to go over our training recaps, and I'm going to turn it over to Brian. I want to know what you did for your health and fitness this week, Brian.
Sure. So I don't feel like it's over because I don't feel like you ever have a day off with fitness. But as far as this week, you know, I've really been focusing on hitting all muscle groups every day. And that's kind of something that's even new to my realm, and I'm still discovering all the benefits of it. But, you know, a lot of times we get in the habits of, you know, well, I'm going to hit, you know, chest and triceps today and then back and biceps the next day and so forth. And we kind of break up our muscle groups. And there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. But often when we do that, we're only hitting a muscle group once a week. And while our muscles do need time to, you know, heal and regenerate, if you're just focusing on a muscle group once a week, it's really not enough to really start developing and building that muscle if you're really trying to get a huge definition there. And so I've been kind of doing trial and error in my own workouts and, you know, how often can I work out and what are the results from that? So most of my days have been very high intensity lifts. So rather than just going in and trying to, you know, crush a PR or anything like that, dropping the weight down and really focusing on time under tension. So I'll hit, you know, two or three exercises that target, for instance, I'll do a, kind of a clean thrust into a squat into a row. So it's kind of hitting multiple muscle groups all in one exercise. And then with the reps, I'm really focusing on, again, that time under tension. So a lot of what I've been doing is, you know, I'll do 4 reps, and then I'll do 8 reps, and then I'll do 16 reps, and then I'll do 2 minutes worth, however many reps I can get out. And, you know, the weight isn't really a factor in that. I'm doing as much as I can, but I'm not focusing on just, you know, killing a ton of weight. It's more of just putting my muscles under a huge strain. And so I'll do that about 3 days a week, and then the days in between, I'll do a little bit more of a regenerative day. So my muscles aren't quite as fatigued. I'll do a lot of things with resistant bands, things like box jumps, sled pushes, battle ropes, still things that are kind of targeting all of my muscles, but a little bit less high intensity.
That's a great way. And that topic of time under tension, that's huge too, because a lot of people don't understand that. They think about, you know, going through the motions at the gym, you know, curls or presses, whatever it may be. But like you talked about, time under tension, they're talking about more and more research coming out about how important that is to muscle gain. Muscle gain and or endurance too. So those are great topics. And like you said, it's I know we're recording this on a Friday right now. So, and it doesn't matter what day of the week it is, you're usually going to, your training is going to keep going through, hopefully forever. That's the idea, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So for me this week,
How about for you?
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I was focusing on, I teach boxing and kickboxing during the week. I take a group class Monday through Thursday, and it's kind of a nice time for me to get my cardio in because as we were talking before we started recording, you know, going around training clients, that's kind of my main focus right now. It's hard to find time to get the cardio workouts in for me. So one of the fortunate things I get to do when I teach my kickboxing or boxing classes is that I also get to participate. So I was focusing on a little bit more, you know, keep watching my clients and stuff like that, focusing, leading them through the workout, but also kind of get my heart rate up and getting into that zone 2 and zone 3 and zone 4 cardiorespiratory levels to kind of keep my cardio up to where it used to be. It's not quite as high as where it used to be when I was competing, but it's something that's important because I feel like I might have been neglecting it a little bit. So I'm really focusing on sticking with that because I know as I get older, you know, I just had a birthday. So, and heart health is something that's important, should be important for everybody, but also my family. We have a little bit of a genetic history with it not being so hot. So doing things that help or promote heart health is something I'm very, very, I would say dedicated to maintaining.
Okay. Awesome. That's huge. I mean, a lot of times I feel like when we focus on, you know, lifting weights, it's more of, well, let's just focus on body image. But I mean, you want to develop lifelong healthy habits for your health and vitality. That's probably more important than the physical aspect.
Right. And that's something that too is, and I think we were talking about it, we mentioned it beforehand, is about kind of like the mental training too. It's like getting past the idea of just either looking at the scale or seeing how much muscle mass you're putting on. All those things are important, but mentally, if you push yourself to go to the gym each day, you are making gains to a certain extent because you're living that sustainable lifestyle, that sustainable healthy lifestyle, which is also a gain in its own right.
Absolutely.
So now we're going to kind of switch gears. We're going to let Brian kind of share his expertise, which he does on his podcast each week. He's got some information that people definitely find, both our listening audience will definitely find beneficial. So go ahead, Brian.
Sure. So yeah, so I'm going to talk about both kind of the split body workouts and the time under tension, kind of merge those two together. And the reason I'm really emphasizing this lately is because we get so in the habit of, you know, going in and we're going to hit 3 sets of 10 or 12, and that's all we focus on. And what happens is we get to a point where that kind of becomes easy. And I've been guilty of this myself. You know, I'll go in with a mindset of, okay, I just have to pump out 3 sets of 10 and then I'm done with that exercise and move on. That's well and good. But the problem is you get into that routine and that rut sort of, and it's not really stretching you. It's not really pushing you anymore. You're kind of almost just going through the motions, which is great if you're just wanting to maintain and not progress. But, you know, when you get into fitness, the whole thing is you want to get healthier. You want to get stronger. So it's really important to kind of get out of that mindset of, I've got to hit this amount of reps and that's all that matters. Honestly, you know, the best way to kind of break that habit is just do away with counting reps altogether. Set a timer, you know, go in with your phone or if you have a fitness watch and set a timer and say, you know what, I'm going to do as many reps as I can in 5 minutes. And if you have to take rests in there, that's fine, but just focus on making sure that every rep is done properly, is done in good form. And what that's going to do is it's going to strain you so much more. You're going to find that you're not able to lift as heavy because you're not focusing on just banging out a couple reps, and your time under tension isn't increasing, and you're going to see results from that. And if you do that across the board with each exercise that you do, I think that you're going to find some really good changes happen from that. And kind of – go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, and I said that's good too because – and you kind of mentioned it already. It gets you out of that rut and routine because sometimes when you fall into the rut and routine, you start losing interest. And then if you lose interest, you might lose the drive to go there every day. You know, so once you give it a little bit more change up, not only you have a positive effect on your body but also a positive effect on your level of dedication because you say, hey, we're doing something new this week. I got to go in and hit it hard.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so with that being said, you know, another thing to kind of to add in under the time attention, to add in the split body is, you know, with the whole timer thing. So have a few exercises spaced out. So just for example, I'm not saying to do these specific ones, but for example, let's say you're going to do a squat and then a row and then a bench press and do it kind of in a circuit fashion. So, you know, I'm going to do 2 minutes of one, 2 minutes of the next, 2 minutes of the next. And I'm not going to allow myself to rest in between. I'm only going to just enough time to get from one machine to the next. And then after you're done with all three sets of those, then take a 1 to 2 minute rest and then go into another cycle of that. And that's, again, you're not really pushing any one muscle group hard enough to where you can't work it out again a couple days later, but you're still getting in a good exercise for each of those muscle groups and kind of lay out your whole workout like that. So, you know, typically if you're doing chest and triceps on one day and back and biceps and then shoulders and legs, that's a pretty standard, you know, set that a lot of people do. You know, pick two exercises from each day and let that be one day. So like two chest, maybe one back, one bicep, one shoulder, and one leg exercise. And make that a circuit type deal where, again, you're going through it and you're really putting yourself under a lot of strain under each muscle group and just focusing on the time rather than how many reps you're doing. And I think you're going to see, A, your strength is going to go up and also your endurance. You're really going to find that you're able to endure a lot more. It's going to be hard at first, but some good benefits will come from that.
That's a great tip. And I think we were talking about it earlier too, that I heard you talking about it and I was like, it was you, but I was listening to one of your episodes about if you do the split body, you know, if you split up the muscle groups, you might be only hitting one muscle group once a week. So, that might not give you the progress or the progression that you're looking for because you're only visiting one time a week. So having those multiple, you know, one exercise from every muscle group, that way you can start keep working that, maybe not to exhaustion, but make sure that you're keeping up and not losing the progress that you made from the previous day. So I think that's a great suggestion.
Yeah, absolutely.
So guys, I know Brian's episodes are a little bit shorter than ours, the Addicted to Fitness podcasts are. So what we're going to do, we're going to call it a day today. But we both want to hear what you guys thought about this type of style of podcast because maybe we can make it a regular thing. What do you think, Brian?
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds good to me.
All right. But we're going to go ahead since we have two different listen audience. I'm going to give Brian his chance. I want him to talk to my audience and give him all the information, how they can get a hold of him and maybe take advantage of his programs.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find me anywhere at Bones to Bulk. So bonestobulk.com. You can follow me on Instagram at Bones to Bulk and then on Facebook as well. Have both a page. And we also have a private group on there as well where there's a lot of interaction between people. And it's not all people on the Bones to Bulk journey. That is kind of my specialty niche, but it's not limited to that. So in the group, there's people from all different challenges and who have different goals. And it's just kind of a community connect. And that's at Facebook. You can just search Bones to Bulk and you'll find it there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. And I don't quite have the online program. Brian is an inspiration to me because I want to get that up and running too. So, all right, Brian, awesome. I think we got it done today and I really like what we did. And I think we're going to be doing this again. I think the listeners are going to give us a positive response and I anticipate talking to you once again in the future.
Sounds good. Look forward to it.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
All right. Thank you.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, @TheATFPodcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks.